listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me once again Peter Talman. He is the president and CEO of Klondike Gold Corp. Peter's had a number of successes in his career. He's been an exploration geologist for over 35 years, and he's found three deposits. I believe two of them have gone into production. So he has had some success. It's not very often that geologists are able to find one commercial gold or other mineral deposits, but Peter's found three of them, so very highly esteemed among his peers. So thanks for joining me again, Peter. It's really good to have you with me.
Thanks for having me back, Jay.
Always good. That Klondike gold rush was really something. 1896, how many millions of ounces of gold have been found by the placer gold miners?
Well, the unofficial count is 20 million ounces. People suspect there was more than that because back in the day they didn't always report every single ounce.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I should tell you that Klondike Gold trades in Toronto under the symbol KG, and you can buy it in the States, as I have, under the symbol KDKGF.
Selling at about 28 cents Canadian, 23 cents U.S., something like that, around 90 million shares, giving it a very, very small market cap of only $21 million. Well, Peter, I know that the labs are extremely slow in returning assays this year, and that's kind of disappointing because I was expecting we'd have a lot of assays to talk about or to look at and maybe some outstanding ones. But you've learned a lot anyway already this year. What can you tell us about what you've learned so far from this year's drill program?
Well, one thing I can tell you is that I'm still learning. But beyond with the drilling, we've drilled 86 or 8,700 meters, 70 holes all in, of which, as you say, the labs are backed up, and we're still waiting for some 30-plus holes from assay. But what we've seen and recognized this year and for the first time ever is a series of faults that cut our district scale property, and all the faults are gold mineralized. And categorically, I wouldn't have been able to say that last year, but I can now. Mm-hmm. And these faults have considerable strike length, each of them. And so I'm super excited because, yeah, the property has immensely more prospectivity than I ever thought possible.
Is that right? Well, I'm looking at a map here. It shows three faults that you have confirmed are mineralized with gold: the Bonanza Fault, the Nugget Fault, and the El Dorado Fault. And those are, as I understand it, those faults are about 1 to 2 kilometers apart. Is that right? They're sort of parallel, pretty much parallel.
That's right. And there's a fourth one that we've seen now, suspected it a couple of years ago, but we've prospected it, found visible gold and outcrop.
Oh.
So there's some assays yet to come from that. That was really late in the season. That was in late October, early November. Don't have assays back, but the fact is, okay, there's another one. And again, it's about a kilometer away from the El Dorado Fault.
All right. So that's the Irish Fault, I think you've labeled it. And Peter, it seems to me that you've talked in the past about disseminated gold. That is the gold outside of these faults themselves, that you've got actually maybe some mineralization between these faults. Is that possible?
It's more so the faults themselves are a locus for gold mineralization. Historically, the Klondike is known for quartz veins and super high-grade in quartz veins.
Mm-hmm.
And really nobody, even talking to the prospectors, nobody's ever even sampled things that might have disseminated gold in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've discovered one zone for sure. We've seen it in other places. And that's really where the tonnage potential here is. It's relatively low grade, but there's lots of it,
mm-hmm.
and it's certainly a place to start to build something that could become a mine with enough size. And really, that leaves us beyond, you know, if it's low grade, that's great, and we're trying to find 1 million ounces in a hurry to keep mm-hmm. our shareholders happy.
Sure.
After which point, we can start targeting more of the high-grade veins, which we haven't been drilling really this year anyway.
Yeah, I think you've noted somewhere in our discussions that you've sort of three grade gold grade types that you've found, and one would be the sort of lower grade. Can you talk about that a little bit in terms of your targets? You get really high grade, I guess, in these fault zones. But what are your targets here that you're looking at, Peter, besides the sort of lower grade that you might be able to prove up in a hurry?
Well, that's it really. The low grade, and I've been looking back at our disclosure of assay results previously,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen in our assaying, it looks like something as low as 0.3 grams gold may be recoverable. Now, mm-hmm. that's a forward-looking statement. I have to go and figure that out yet.
Yes.
But we get broad intervals of 0.3 grams over 100 to 150 meters.
Huh.
And yeah. that puts a lot of gold in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
So as you back it up, so then that's our broad low grade, and we have intervals of up to 2.5 grams over 40 meters. And that's kind of the Lone Star Ridge from the low end to the high end of the low grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have these intermediate grades where we have intermediate widths and intermediate grades, that's 5 to 7 grams over 10 to 15 meters,
mm-hmm.
And that's our nugget prospect. And then we have the super high grade, effectively quartz veins with coarse clots of gold in it, and the one was our Elder, or our Gay Gulch showing, which is 76, 3 ounces, call it 3 ounces over 3 meters.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So pick one.
Yeah.
And basically the philosophy that has evolved now is, hey, if we go and find lots of low grade, then when we need some high grade, we can go, even if we can't find it within the zone that we're drilling, we can go next door on one of these other faults where we know there's high grade and veins and drill that.
Mm-hmm. Well, very exciting, very prospective for sure. I mean, I don't know if you've talked about a major thrust. A Rabbit Creek thrust or something like that. Have you talked about that publicly?
Alluded to it. I finally got around to naming it because, you know, the thrust there just it didn't really make much sense. But that the underlying thrust is the conduit that controlled the gold, and
mm-hmm.
that's the first order structure. So if you're always looking for a first order structure,
mm-hmm.
That's the locus for the in a regional sense, where the gold mineralization is around, and then these Bonanza Fault, El Dorado, Nugget, and Irish faults are coming off, are
mm-hmm.
splays off that thrust,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the gold is being precipitated, is in these second-order structures. So regionally now, we've seen for the Rabbit, I've named it the Rabbit Creek Fault, and it basically is in, it's why Bonanza Creek, which is the richest creek in the Klondike in terms of alluvial gold placer, it's why that creek is there. It's there because the Rabbit Creek thrust was there. And we've traced it now the entire length of our 55-kilometer-long property. So,
yeah, I was going to say, I want my listeners to realize the magnitude of this target that you're looking at here. I mean, it's not as if it's a small thing. 55 kilometers... And this Rabbit Creek thrust, you believe the way it looks anyway from your work that it extends 55 kilometers, and if I understand it, sort of daylights to the northeast, I think, and then sort of dips to the southwest. Do I have that right, the structure?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so this massive...
And that was... That last interview we did here, and I did allude to it then, and
uh-huh.
said, hey, I'm excited because we see this as potential. And just more or less after I hung up the last time, we asked, we had a field crew for magnetics to get out and test a long strike from Lone Star, so basically trying to trace the Rabbit Creek thrust and the Bonanza thrust off to the east. And I just saw, I physically just got the data from a 250 line kilometers of mag yesterday as a paper copy. And in the paper copy, I'm looking at it going, you know what, I can see the structures.
Wow.
And so that's part proof that it continues all the way down and is continuous 55 kilometers away. So we now have another 10 or 15 kilometers of strike length where I can put my finger on it and go, it's right there.
Wow.
And that's going to be the target, one of the principal targets first off next year.
All right, let me ask you, Peter, in the Lone Star area, which is to the northern end of this 55-kilometer structure, are you going to start drilling in there now this year in 2018, looking into next year's drill program, to try to drill up some tonnage there next year with some gold and a resource possibly as early as next year? Or when might we expect a resource?
I'm getting that question a lot, and like a proper resource should be, I will use a rule of thumb, it should be based on 100,000 to as much as 200,000 meters of drilling, and it's concentrated in an area of mineralization.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've drilled total since we started is 15,000 meters.
Mm, yeah.
So we've done an enormous amount of work, I think, in the 3 years since I became president. But we're nowhere near doing the volume necessary to produce a proper resource. So, and I'm reluctant to promise one quickly, and I'm reluctant to try to do one Mickey Mouse without enough information.
All right, fair enough. Well, Peter, we only have 2 minutes left. I'm going to let you just talk so that I don't take any time. What do you want people to know yet about you're doing some metallurgy? You've got some infrastructure improvements or in already a pretty good situation, but just tell our people what they need to know with the next 2 minutes.
I guess just to fall back a bit, we have several billionaires, mining billionaires as shareholders, and so we are well supported by them. We are fully funded for 2018, drilling, whatever we're going to do. And it'll be an expansion of the work that we did in 2017. So, you know, we've drilled 8,600 meters this year, probably going to do more next year. The milestone, though, for us is going to be putting together all the information that we collected this year into one coherent model that encompasses the entire district. And, you know, I appreciate that Rabbit Creek thrust is 55 kilometers long. It implies that the Bonanza Fault, El Dorado Fault, Nugget Fault are also all 55 kilometers long. It gives, you know, theoretically anyway, hundreds of kilometers of target. And seemingly wherever we've tested it, it's all gold mineralized. So I think it's going to be, the problem is going to be one of discipline and trying to focus on an area, get our million ounce threshold, which will proceed with exploration, hopefully, and then from there move on into the future and try to expand that. So it's really exciting, and there's lots of work to do. By February, March, we should have some nice cartoons and maps and sections and everything done so everyone publicly can have a look at it.
All right, Peter, we're going to have to leave it go at that. I'm really excited about it. I hope we can talk to you in the future about it.
But we are out of time right now, so thank you again, Peter, for being with us today. Folks, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because our next guest is Chris Martinson, and he will talk about some geopolitical changes involving Saudi Arabia, China, and Russia that may have a very profound impact on your investment strategies for 2018. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Chris Martinson.